when you went out and took a look at the place, you liked it.
Yes.
Good feelings turn to defiance.
You didn't pay her rent. You're a big grown-up person.
Judge, there's a reason I didn't pay it. Things went wrong.
Is it too late for this tenant?
I didn't know that I was living in the garage and that it was a driveway and a garage on a slant.
You touched it, you smelled it, you felt it, you visualized it, and you rented it.
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. Denise Bubonic is suing her former landlord, Avis Choi, for the return of rent and security deposit, stolen property, moving costs, and harassment.
Order. All rise. It's case number 465 on the calendar, the matter of Bubonic versus Choi.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated, sir. Have a seat.
Ms. Bubonic, on what date did you move into Ms. Choi's home?
It was December 4th.
You saw it advertised?
I did, on Craigslist.
May I see the advertisement? Do you have it?
I do not have that. I apologize.
Do you have it, Ms.
Yes,
Choi?
Yes, I do.
I'd like to take a look.
I have it here.
Thank you.
Oh, it's...
Okay, I'd like you to look at this and tell me if this is the ad that you responded to.
No, it was not. And the primary reason is she was asking $1,700. It wasn't for two people or $1,575 for one. There's much more in this ad than what was originally in the ad on Craigslist. And it was
okay.
Not,
so
these
you...
photographs were not in there like that either.
Fine. Okay, Bird, would you return this and this, whatever this is? This is not an ad to the defendant. Okay, whatever it was interesting enough for you to go out and take a look at the place. And when you went out and took a look at the place, you liked it.
Yes.
Where were you living prior to that?
I was living in Dana Point, just one city over.
In what kind of place?
In an apartment. The lease had expired.
The lease had expired or was
Correct.
Expiring?
It had expired, so I was looking for a new place to go to.
And how much were you paying rent in Dana Point?
$1,200.
So this was more money?
Yes, it was.
This one was $1,650.
Correct.
And you rented it?
Correct.
For December? Starting in December?
Correct.
Did you have a written lease?
I do.
May I see it, please?
Yes, sir.
So it's $1,650 a month, commencing December the 4th.
Correct.
Is that right?
Yes.
You paid December's rent?
I did.
Paid January's rent?
I did not.
Were you living there in January?
I was. There's a reason I was
I
not.
Don't care
okay.
what the reason was. You were living there. You're a big grown-up
Correct.
Girl. If you don't like it, you leave.
Correct.
Did you live there in February?
A part of February.
What part of February?
Until the 20th.
Then you lived there in February?
Yes.
Did you pay February's rent?
No, I did not.
Okay, so now you owe 2 months' rent.
Mm-hmm. But I do need to add that I did give a security deposit.
Just a second.
Okay.
When you moved in, you paid December's rent. You lived there.
Yes.
And you paid security deposit. How
yes.
much?
$590.
$590?
Yes, because originally...
Originally, you were supposed to pay $1,650. Your lease provides that you can make it in three installments. That's
three.
What the lease provides for.
Oh,
That's
okay.
what this says. It says security deposit of $1,650 payable in three payments.
Okay. Correct.
So you paid $590.
Correct.
So...
And that was inclusive of a pet deposit as well of $250.
Okay. That's fine. So we have you owing $1,650 times... Two equals $3,300
mm-hmm.
less $590 because mm-hmm. you lived there and didn't pay 2 months' rent.
Correct.
Which so far means that you, who are the plaintiff, owe the defendant $2,710.
Correct.
So you're suing her for a return of rent for why?
Because a few things, Judge, and thank you for letting me
No. You this is not a whole show.
Okay.
This is not a whole story.
Okay,
you lived there, you ate the steak. You lived there
Correct.
December, January, and February.
Correct.
You didn't pay rent for 2 months.
Correct.
I don't understand how you're the plaintiff.
Let me explain. The city had come out, and the place
Listen
was
to me. I understand that what you did was, while you were living there, you went to the city
right.
and complained about the premises.
No,
before you went, listen to me, before you went and complained about the premises,
okay.
the city hadn't been out there. It's an old cottage built in 1940 something.
But I didn't know that I was living in the garage. It was a driveway to the garage on a slant.
Listen to me. I don't care.
Okay.
You went there. You looked at it. You weren't in Poland.
Right.
And answered an ad that turned out to be
correct.
Incorrect. You answered an ad.
You are right.
You went there. You looked at it.
Yes.
You touched it.
Yes.
You smelled it.
Yes.
You felt it. You visualized it. And you rented it.
Right.
After you rented it, you found, I don't like it here. The windows didn't open.
Uh-oh.
And the house was on a slant. And it was really not what you thought it was. So instead of saying to her, listen, this is really not what I thought it was, because she can't make the house straight.
Understood.
You went to the city. And the city... That's what you say. You went to the city.
I went to her first.
And what did you want her to do about making the house straight?
Nothing. I wanted her to close the windows that wouldn't close in the living room. They were wide open and they would not close. I have...
You said, I moved in and I realized that the windows would not open or close.
The bedroom would not open. The living room would not close.
Okay.
And it was freezing.
Just a second. Did you have them fixed? The question is... Did you have a handyman in?
I did.
Good. And do you have a bill from that person?
I do.
I'd like to see it.
Thank you. Here it is. And I asked him to detail... Okay. All right.
Don't give me any... Just
okay. I won't
give me
it.
The... I don't care about anything else here except that the window's not opening or closing. Had to sand the edges that had some mildew and window was off-centered. Use some graphite powder to get it loose. $100 minimum visit. Well, actually, this is your local handyman service. I don't know. You could have done this yourself. Mm-hmm. Let's say you paid $100 to the handyman who opened and closed the windows. So now you owe her $2,610.
Okay. He also fixed the lock on the
front. I don't care about the lock.
Okay. You asked the question.
I don't care about the lock.
Okay.
You want to... Security lock, put in a security lock.
What's next? Well, what happened was, Your Honor, things went wrong. Sure. And I made a list of things that needed to be done before I called anybody else out or called the city or anything. And that list, I had made note of, this was from December 16th. And ironically, I wrote down what would need to be fixed. And Ms. Avis wrote in her own writing next to it what was fixed and what wasn't. And one of the issues is the window where she puts that
I just gave you credit to have the handyman.
I understand. But there were more things that...
Listen to me. I just gave you credit for the handyman to come out and fix the window. Just a second. What else did you pay to have fixed?
I also had him look for the mice that were running around the house.
Just a second. Do you have a bill from an exterminator?
No, I do not.
Not this.
I do not care about this.
I don't care about this baloney.
I do not.
Good.
I asked her...
Just a second.
I don't have any other bills.
Good. Then you owe her $2,610 on her counterclaim.
Okay. There's a few other issues, Judge.
No, there are no other issues. The issues are you lived there December, January, and February. I gave you credit for your security deposit and the $100 you paid allegedly to a handyman to come in and open and close the windows. Other than that, you fixed nothing. But you lived there. You ate the steak. You have to pay for it. She's not paying you $3,000, $4,000, $5,000. You didn't pay her rent. You're a big grown-up person.
Judge, there's a reason I didn't pay it. She stopped the mail. I'm on Social Security disability. I have it right here, and I have the stop mail from the post office. I didn't get it until February. They put it direct deposit in my account.
$2,710 so far is what you owe her on the counterclaim. Are we done? I don't care about you, ma'am.
You don't want to look at anything that I have.
No, I want to look at if you have something that's important.
I do.
If you have... No. Listen to me. If you have things that you spent money on to fix problems in the house that she did not address, I will deduct that from the rent that you owe her for living in her premises. That's the rule.
Understood.
You eat the steak, you pay for it. If you don't like the steak, then you say, this doesn't taste good. I'm sending it back. You don't finish the steak and then say, I didn't like it. I'm not going to pay for it. So you lived in her premises. You didn't pay $1,200 like you were paying in Dana Point. You paid zippity-doo-dah. And now you have the audacity to be a plaintiff. I don't understand that.
Well,
that's somebody who is the aggressor becoming the victim.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today.
And then I get down on my knee and I slowly enclose the dog. And as soon as I did that, his head was here. And as soon as I attempted that, he snapped.
He bit you?
Yes.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Denise Bubonic says former landlord Avis Choi was a slumlord. Avis is countersuing for property damage, cleaning fees, unpaid utilities, mail theft, and harassment.
So you lived in her premises. You didn't pay $1,200 like you were paying in Dana Point. You paid zippity-doo-dah. And now you have the audacity to be a plaintiff. I don't understand that.
Well,
that's somebody who is the aggressor becoming the victim. I don't know what the world is coming. You live there. You pay the rent. So far, on your counterclaim, you have $2,610. Are we done here?
No.
Judgment on the counterclaim in the amount of $2,610. We are done.
That's it?
Please are excused when you step out.
Well, what didn't I have? I had the rats in the house. The place was an uninhabitable unit.
The problem that she has is she damaged the property.
Because she wouldn't respond to any of the needs that the unit needed.
And then to use it as a way that we have violated the violation.
And it had a lot of needs.
Unfortunately, I don't have enough time to make sure she is good behavior for a renter.
Not at all. Not at all. I was friends with the neighbors. I only lived there a month and a half.
So she had to take opportunity to damage the property.
Don't rent on Summit.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Fulcomer versus Agee. Step forward.
Ronald Fulcomer is suing Alan Agee for medical bills after Alan's pit bull bit his ear.
Mr. Fulcomer, I assume that this young lady is your ex-girlfriend.
Yes.
What's her first name?
Rebecca.
When were you and Rebecca in a relationship?
Between August of last year till February of this year.
February what of this year?
I believe it was the 12th that we broke up.
And during that time, did you frequently go to her house?
Yes.
And this is her father?
Yes.
Okay, now. From August, September, October, November, December, January, February, how often would you say you were at Rebecca's house?
At least 3 days a week. We spent significant time there.
And when you go there 3 days a week, would you ever spend the night?
Not very often.
But occasionally?
Occasionally.
And when you say you broke up February the 12th, tell me the circumstances surrounding your breaking up with Rebecca.
She came home late one night. I asked for my key to my house back, and she said
was she living with you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so she was living with you from August until February?
No.
From when to when?
December to early February.
So tell me again what happened.
Well, I was over at...
No. Tell me what happened when you broke up on February 12th.
When would you like me to start? The beginning of the day? Okay. Well, I came home from work. My phone was shut off, so I asked to borrow her phone to make a phone call to my buddy because I was going to go over to his house and have a good time. And I discovered a text message from another male on her phone stating that she had met up with him while I was at work.
So that's when you broke up?
Yeah.
Okay. I ask all of these questions, sir, as sort of a preliminary background information for what your case is about. This is what your case is about. On January 15th, which is a month before you broke up, you were at Mr. Agee's house, place where you had been to at least 3 times a week for months with your girlfriend. And Mr. Agee has one or two or more dogs, and one of his dogs bit you. A dog that you knew, a dog that you had seen for months, and the dog bit you. So you're suing him for $2,500 for medical bills, lost wages, and pain and suffering.
Yes.
Now, first tell me about how it happened that on this date, this dog, who you knew, you knew we had dogs, it wasn't a surprise, and you knew the dogs were free and roaming in his house, and you freely and voluntarily went there. Nobody surprised you, and nobody sicked the dog on you and said, bite him. So now, I want you to tell me how it came about that you were bitten on January 15th.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Nipped you on the ear, you went and you got it taken care of medically, and I assume you went home with Rebecca. And you and Rebecca slept together because you were living together. And then when you were no longer together, you decided to file a lawsuit against Mr. Agee. Am I missing anything?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Ronald Fulkemer says Alan Agee's pit bull took a bite out of his ear.
Now, first, tell me how it happened that on this date, this dog, who you knew we had dogs, it wasn't a surprise, and you knew the dogs were free and roaming in his house, and you freely and voluntarily went there. Nobody surprised you, and nobody sicked the dog on you and said, bite him. So now, I want you to tell me how it came about that you were bitten on January 15th.
January 15th, I was getting off work. She invited me over to her parents for dinner, and I was sitting at the dining room table. The defendant's daughter was in the kitchen cooking dinner, and the dog was, he's a playful dog, he's a young dog. He was running through the house, you know, being his playful self, and he approached me. I pet him, he licked my hand, so I reached over and I attempted to give the dog a hug. And
just a second. You were at the dining room table. How did you reach over at the dining room table attempting to hug the dog? Sit down in the chair over there. Now you're sitting at the dining room table. The table's in front of you. The dog comes over. The dog licks your hand. You put your hand down. Put your hand down like you just described to me. Now I want you to show me how you attempted to hug the dog. Now you're sitting at the table.
I put my hand out, came up, approached me. He licked my hand, gave him a pat on the head. I was like, oh, hey, Jack, you know. And then I get down on my knee, and I slowly enclose the dog. And as soon as I did that, his head was here. And as soon as I attempted that, he snapped.
He bit you?
Yes.
You frightened him? Must have frightened him. Stand up. You must have frightened him because he was licking you, kissed your hand, you got down on the floor, you hugged him, and you frightened him. It's a dog. You frightened him. I just wanted to find out your interpretation of what happened. Your interpretation of what happened does not put any liability on the part of Mr. Agee for you getting bitten for a variety of reasons. First of all, because you scared the dog. Otherwise, playful, according to you. Not vicious. Otherwise, you wouldn't have gone there. Otherwise, you would have been an idiot if you went there and he had a vicious dog. You were playing with the dog. It was being playful. Your actions precipitated what happened with the dog. It nipped you on the ear. Is that right? Nipped you on the ear, you went and you got it taken care of medically, and you didn't spend any time in a hospital. You went home. I assume you went home with Rebecca.
Yes.
And you and Rebecca slept together because you were living together on January 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th, 20th, 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 24th, et cetera, et cetera, all the way up to February 12th. And then when you were no longer together, you decided to file a lawsuit against Mr. Agee. Am I missing anything?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
You didn't spend any time in a hospital. I assume you went home with Rebecca.
Yes.
And you and Rebecca slept together because you were living together. And then when you were no longer together, you decided to file a lawsuit against Mr. Agee. Am I missing anything?
I would not be pursuing medical expenses if they were not guaranteed by the defendant.
Then he should pay them. I'm not ordering him to pay him. He's not responsible for the dog biting you. You're responsible for the dog biting you. You know, I'm usually in sync with the person who was a victim of a dog attack. But if you're being a jerk around a dog and want to give a dog a hug, then if the dog doesn't understand that you're trying to hug him instead of hurt him, that's not the dog's fault, it's your fault. Anyway, your case is dismissed. We're done.
Parties are excused and they step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
So you became squatters.
Then came the heated eviction.
There was a fire there, and the house was 90% destroyed. I'm not a big believer in coincidences.
Next Judge Judy.
He was rough passing. I even myself told him not to mess with my dog, and he continued to mess with my dog.
Well, it is what it is. I got bit.
Because he wanted to sue my parents, and who's going to be with somebody that wants to sue their parents over something so petty?
No, I mean, things happen.
Who tries to roughhouse with a 100-pound dog? For one, especially there, he's not vicious.
I had to go receive surgery, you know, cosmetically and medically.
Even after the incident occurred, he came up and had the dog lick him in the face, so
I had evictions from my house, medical bills, late bills, missed work, all that garbage.
And also, he didn't decide to sue until my daughter broke up with him, so I think it's crime of vengeance case more than anything else.
The defendant guaranteed that I would get my medical expenses paid for, and didn't happen that way.
Honestly, it would have been me, and if I'd been in that situation, I probably would have acted like a man.
Done and over with now.
And just took the responsibility upon myself because I would have been in the wrong.
I got scars in my heart and scars in my ear.
A grandmother does what she can.
There were two loans that your ex-mother-in-law made to you.
She called me and said her electricity had been turned off.
But this mom is dealing with far worse.
When were you divorced from her son?
We're still going through the divorce, but...
So you're still married?
We were together for 17 years, married for 11.
You have three children together.
He left us 2 weeks later. He asked me to forgive him for his second affair.
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
Nina Draper is suing her estranged daughter-in-law, Nicole Scott, for two unpaid loans.
Order. All rise.
Case number 456 on the calendar in the matter of Draper versus Scott.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Ms. Scott, I'm going to start with you because I've read your answer to the plaintiff's complaint, and I think that the issue has to be resolved with you because Ms. Draper, who is your former mother-in-law, says that she loaned you some money.
Yes.
On two separate occasions. And according to her and according to you, you paid her back some of the money.
Yes.
There was, in fact, a balance on the two loans that she made you. And you acknowledge that there was a balance on the loans that she made to you. It is your claim, however, that she forgave the balance of the loan. And how much was the balance of the loan?
I actually don't know the exact amount.
How much was the balance of the loan?
$3,012.
That you forgave the balance of these two loans, which were $3,012. And she did that because you allowed her son to live on a trailer, her son who was your ex-husband, to live on a trailer on a property that you owned, and she said to you that if you let him live on that trailer, then she would forgive the balance of the loans she made to you. That's your answer.
Can I explain?
Yes, I'm going to let you explain. Now, when were you divorced from her son?
We're still going through the divorce, but...
So you're still married?
Yes.
And this property that you own?
No, we rent.
Mm-hmm. You both rent?
Yes. He left us. We have three kids together. We
were
together
for when?
In June 2016. We were together for 17 years. But he left us.
Okay, he left. And when did he want to come back and live in the trailer?
2 weeks later, he asked me to forgive him for his second affair.
Just so 2 weeks later, he asked to come back.
No, he did not ask to live in the trailer. He came back wanting me to forgive him again.
Okay.
And
you
moved back in.
Whatever. Yeah.
But I told he wasn't allowed to step foot back in my house ever again.
Well, it's not your house. If you live together and you're still married, the house, even if you rent it, is both of yours.
He was not coming back in the house.
Well, I understand that you say that. Miss Scott. What I'm telling you is, unless a court excludes him from the house, he has the right to be there.
I understand that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, but what you say is interesting. You are still married to her son.
Yes.
And you have been married for 17 years.
We were together for 17 years, married for 11.
Now, I'm going to come back to Ms. Draper at this point. When did you make this loan?
March 2nd of 2016.
For what?
Nicole ran a daycare business, and she was being sued by the County of Orange and needed to get an attorney, and I lent her $5,000 for attorney fees.
Just a second. She was running a daycare out of her house that she rents with your son.
Yes.
And she needed an attorney for that business.
She was being sued.
Just a sec. She needed an attorney for that business. At the time she was running the daycare out of the house, just my own curiosity, who was your son working for?
He was working for a company called Response One.
What is that?
It's mold and water and fire damage.
How long had he worked for them?
About 12, 13 years.
Still works there?
Yes.
So this debt was a debt that was incurred during the course of the marriage?
Yes, for her business.
I don't care whose business it's for. It was a debt that was incurred during the course of the marriage?
Yes.
And what was the second loan for?
She called me in September and said her electricity had been turned off and if I would loan her the money to turn her electricity back on. And so I did.
Just a second. They're still married. In September, is that right?
Yes.
What marital debts do you have, Ms. Scott, and do you have an attorney in the divorce proceeding?
I don't have one, but my husband does.
He has one.
He has. I can't afford one. He doesn't pay me child support every month.
Just a second.
He lost his job, actually.
May I finish my questions? What debt did you have up until the time he left?
It was just our car loans.
Car loan?
Yeah, so he took the truck and I took the Tahoe. So we just split that because I took on my own car and he took on his own truck. We basically didn't have any other debt. I mean, credit cards, but they were just in either in my name or just in his name. And so we just said, okay, we're going to take both of our, you know, own credit cards.
You have three children together.
Yeah.
How much money were you making from the daycare business?
The last time I filed, it was $114, but all of that stuff was, I have so many deductions, like rent and food, so I don't know how. I'm basically, like, negative. Like, I have carryovers.
You took off part of the house as a deduction?
Yeah, because I run the daycare 11 hours a day.
I suggest that you count this $3,000 as a marital debt. And when your son and his wife go through the divorce process, he should list your money as a marital debt. Do you understand?
She was sued as under Parents View Child Care.
Just a second. Listen to me very carefully. She supported the household based upon this business that was run out of the household where your son lived. I suggest that you list this money as a marital debt. Tell your son, who has a lawyer, that I said that he should list it as a marital debt. He should pay half. Do you understand? We're done. Your case is dismissed without prejudice to refiling it with the domestic relations courts that's handling your son's divorce. Got it?
Yes.
Perfect.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Relieved, because that's how I felt. I didn't feel like I...
Because she was sued under her daycare business, and that's the money that I lent her. It had nothing to do with my son.
Deserved to pay for it by myself.
And there was only that debt and an electric bill.
I'm sure that he won't be held responsible.
We've already had a strain on the relationship.
Of course, but I mean, there's other things have gone on too that has caused strain, so.
I would like it if she would take it upon herself to pay back some of this debt.
I'm just glad that this was the outcome because that was really nerve-wracking, having all that burden on me, so.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Nungarai versus me, you. Step forward.
19-year-old Jaleesa Nungarai is suing fellow motorist 23-year-old Vanessa Miyu for backing into her car outside of an elementary school.
Miss Miyu, this accident happened, or allegedly happened, on December 5th.
Yes, ma'am.
You were picking up your brother from school, and you were parked in a parking lane.
Right.
Your brother got into the front passenger seat of the car?
Yes, ma'am.
And you were backing up so that you could pull out of that parking space because the car in front of you was too close to you?
Yes, ma'am.
So you were backing up.
Mm-hmm.
The plaintiff was also parked in the same lane as you were parked in.
Correct.
But she was behind you.
Yes.
It is her claim that you hit her car
mm-hmm.
as you were backing up.
Yes.
And while you acknowledge that you hit something.
Yes, I would.
What you say is, I didn't hit your car, I hit the curb.
Right.
So now we all agree that there was some collision on December 5th as you were pulling out of a parking space.
Yes, Your Honor.
So now I'm going to look at photographs
mm-hmm.
of the alleged damage to plaintiff's car,
okay.
which would have been around the front bumper, correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
I'd like to look at that while you're going to explain to me why it didn't happen.
Okay.
Okay.
I actually do have proof of the fact that I have a newer car and it does have all the technology. I have a backup camera.
I don't care. You acknowledge that you hit something.
Right.
Your brother came out and said she hit the curb, but he was inside the car.
Right.
You were inside driving the car.
Mm-hmm.
You hit something. So yeah. With all your technology
mm-hmm.
in your car, it did not prevent you from hitting the curb.
Right.
It would have gone beep, 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 beep.
Yeah.
And then you wouldn't have hit the curb.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So clearly, either you weren't paying attention to the beep,
mm-hmm.
if you have a car with all the modern technology. Now I'm going to look at her car.
Okay.
Well, this is the front of your car.
Yes, Your Honor.
And this is the rear of her car.
Yes, those photos were taken at the scene.
Okay, so you have a new car.
Mm-hmm.
I have made circles, so I want you to give this to Plaintiff Bird, please, and give this to the defendant. Okay? This is where I, with my naked eye, see, looking at it, is that where you allege the damages to your bumper?
No, ma'am. There were multiple damages.
Where?
These are the photos that we got from Caliber Collision, where I got my estimate from. On the cover light, there is a dent. On the left of that, on the bumper, there are scrapes and marks. And also, the tow hook that is also on the passenger side was pushed inward, and that has a dent on it as well.
I'll take a look at and see what they say. Now, take a look at the picture that I just circled for
right.
you.
That
just
actually,
listen to me. Just take a look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Am I correct that that's damage on the rear of your car?
Yes.
Okay.
But I bought it that way. I have proof that my car is pre-owned. And
I don't care.
I actually have pictures that you can see that it's not a hit. It's actually like a paint smudge. I have close-ups of the picture, so you can see the exact damage.
I'll take a look at that.
This is the close-up part. And then that's more of the scratch close-up as well. I also have...
Now, before this incident where the defendant acknowledges that she hit something as she was backing up, did you have those scratches on your car?
No, Your Honor.
After the defendant acknowledges that she hit something on December 5th, immediately thereafter, did you have the scratches on your car?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have an estimate to have your car fixed?
I do.
May I see it? Okay, are we done here?
No, ma'am.
I'm done. You can have 30 more seconds, but I'm done.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I don't see anywhere where it says that in here.
It says that they don't match, like the...
Show me where it says they don't match. Just show me where it says. I just looked at it very carefully. Show me where it says it doesn't match.
And later today...
Watch where your car is sidewalk. You do not own the sidewalk.
That is
correct.
You're
supposed to stop at the property line. And you see, if you said you saw him, what did you go out for? Where did you expect him to go? In the front of your car?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Julissa Nungarai says, fellow motorist Vanessa Miu backed into her car outside of an elementary school.
Okay, are we done here?
No, ma'am.
I'm done. You can have 30 more seconds, but I'm done.
Okay. So I actually have two denial letters from Caliber Collision showing that my marks don't even match up with hers.
Just a second. You have something from whom?
The car place that she got her estimate from. She didn't have insurance. I wanted to call the cops at the scene if she was actually going to claim that I had hit her car. She didn't have insurance, so we didn't trade insurance.
I'd just like to see what somebody said in this form.
Right.
It's hearsay, so. But I just would like to see it.
Right. So there's two denial letters.
You have anything else?
I just have proof that her from my insurance that the same claim that she's giving you the estimate is from the same place showing that why they denied her claim because I didn't hit her. If I would have hit her, I would have been
a
nervous wreck.
I don't see anywhere where it says that in here.
It says that they don't match. Like the
Show me where it says they don't match. Just show me where it says. I just looked at it very carefully. Show me where it says it doesn't match. Show me where it says it doesn't match.
It just says no new damages at the time of inspection.
Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $783. We're done.
Thank you, Your Honor.
I just excuse you. May step out.
I just appreciate Judge Judy seeing through the truth. If there really wasn't an accident, why would she give me her information? I did not hit this lady's car. I have all the proof. It shows that she didn't even have insurance. I would have called the cops immediately if I would have hit her and reacted. I did have insurance. We did have a little bit of complications. And if
The defendant really felt like I didn't have insurance. She should have called the cops as soon as she felt that anything was wrong.
Well, she wanted to drop the case because she said that it was fine. She said there was nothing wrong with my car, nothing wrong with her car, so we were going to leave.
If you're unsure, go ahead and just call the cops. That would be the best case thing to do.
I should have just called the cops, and I wouldn't have gone through with any of this.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Jackson versus Sales. Step forward.
Jennifer Jackson is suing neighbor Shanae Shea Sales for car damage after Shea's son ran into her on his bicycle.
Miss Jackson, when did this incident happen between your car and this young man's bike?
November 10th, 2017.
And it happened as you were pulling out of your driveway?
Yes, ma'am.
What time?
At 3:30 in the afternoon.
I see that we have the monitor here. Are you going to show me where this happened or the incident happening itself?
The incident happening itself, ma'am.
Okay, I'd like to see it.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Well, if you saw him, then you shouldn't have crossed the sidewalk. You want to play it again? Bird, would you play that again for me, please? If you saw him, I'm giving you credit that you didn't see him, but if you saw him and he was riding on the sidewalk, why did you keep going?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Jennifer Jackson is suing neighbor Shanae Shea Sales for car damage after Shea's son ran into her on his bicycle.
I see that we have the monitor here. Are you going to show me where this happened or the incident happening itself?
The incident happening itself, ma'am.
Okay, I'd like to see it. Do you want to play that for me again?
Sure.
Is that bush? Do you see the bush?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that on your property?
Yes, it is.
Is that your own home?
Yes, ma'am.
I've seen it, Bird. So now I've seen that, Miss Jackson, and your car was damaged by this young man's bicycle.
Yes.
And you want his mother to be responsible.
Yes, ma'am.
Not going to happen. That bush that's on your property restricts your vision of seeing who and on what modality is coming down that street, whether it's a child on a bicycle or somebody walking a dog or somebody in an electric wheelchair. That bush blocks your ability to see somebody coming out as you're pulling out of your garage. And if the bush wasn't there, and if you stopped before you crossed the sidewalk, because you did, in fact, cross the sidewalk. Do you understand?
I do understand,
you
Your Honor.
You planned it? If you had stopped at your driveway, the bush wasn't there, you would have been able to see this young man and his friend, evidently, coming down the street. Quickly.
Your Honor?
Yes?
I believe I did see him. That's why I slowly came out of the garage. I did see him to my left.
Well, if you saw him, then you shouldn't have crossed the sidewalk. You want to play it again? Bird, would you play that again for me, please?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Well, if you saw him, then you shouldn't have crossed the sidewalk. You want to play it again? Bird, would you play that again for me, please? If you saw him, I'm giving you credit that you didn't see him. But if you saw him and he was riding on the street, why did you keep going?
Look,
just watch.
Okay.
Watch where your car is. Sidewalk. You do not own the sidewalk.
That is You're correct.
You're supposed to stop at the property line. And you see, if you said you saw him, what did you go out for? Where did you expect him to go? In the front of your car?
I actually did, ma'am, or stop.
You expected him to stop? No, you have to stop.
Okay.
You have to stop. See how easy that was? Your case is dismissed. We're done.
Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
The price of an engagement ring rockets.
I gave her the option of better emeralds at $1,200 a carat.
It's going to cost her how much more money?
$6,000 more.
Judge Judy.
I was obviously upset about the damage to the car, and I made sure he was okay, and he was. He was visibly upset.
Well, I'm kind of glad because now I ain't in the bind, and I ain't got to pay her because I knew it was more to the story.
I chose to handle it and speak with his mother about it.
With my son running into her car, and I already knew it was more to that than just him running into the car.
In my estimation of it, it wasn't my fault, so I felt that I didn't need to go through my insurance.
Yeah, big time. Accidents happen. The kid gonna mess up something later down the line. I mean, it was an accident.
I have no ill will toward them or anything, but I just felt that I needed to plead my case.
Watch out for the kids. Yeah.
Accidents happen and lessons learned.